With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of inspiring listening as we explore the repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. Thanks for joining me. Eastertide continues as we celebrate what's known as the Octave of Easter and listen to glorious music by a wide range of composers, including William Byrd, Jean Langlais, Randall Thompson, Edward Barstow, and others. We'll begin with a great Easter hymn, The Strife is O'er. Thomas Foster leads the choir of All Saints Episcopal Church, Beverly Hills, in this arrangement by Bruce Neswick. Craig Phillips plays the organ.
Thank you.
choir of All Saints Church Beverly Hills sang The Strife is O'er, as arranged by Bruce Neswick. Thomas Foster directed. Music of Larry King is next. King was organist and director of music at Trinity Church Wall Street for a number of years. His Salve Feste Dies, Introit for a Feast Day, incorporates tuned percussion and organ. We'll hear the university singers from the University of St. Thomas in Houston perform, directed by Brady Knapp. Salve Feste Dies, Introit for a Feast Day by Larry King, was sung by the university singers from the University of St. Thomas in Houston. Brady Knapp directed. Another introit or antiphon for Easter is next, from about four centuries earlier. Hec Dies by William Byrd sets a familiar verse from Psalm 118. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Alleluia. The choir of Manchester Cathedral is directed by Christopher Stokes.
Thank you.
Christopher Stokes led the choir of Manchester Cathedral in Hec Dies by William Byrd. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Many of the great French organist composers of the last century based their compositions on Gregorian chant, as chant has continued to be the predominant repertoire in many of the Catholic cathedrals in France. As such, it made up a large part of the musical vocabulary for these musicians. Jean Langlais based a number of his works on plain chant, as we'll hear in his Hymn d'Action de Grâce, which is built on the chant for the Te Deum. Organist Raymond Nagum performs at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York.
Thank you.
Hymn d'Action de Grâce, Te Deum by Jean Langlet. It was performed by Raymond Nagum on the organ of the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. Perhaps no piece of American choral music from the 20th century is better known than the Alleluia by Randall Thompson, composed for the opening of the Berkshire Music Center at Tanglewood in 1940. It had something of an auspicious premiere. It was to be sung by the gathered student body, including a young Leonard Bernstein, recently graduated from Harvard. The music, which had been commissioned by Serge Koussevitzky for the occasion, was only received 45 minutes before the performance, but was instantly received as a great piece of choral literature. The single-word text provides the vehicle for a gradually building musical tension that bursts forth in rapturous intensity before winding down, closing quietly with a single Amen. Sarah MacDonald leads the choir of Selwyn College, Cambridge, in this recording.
Thank you.
Alleluia by Randall Thompson was performed by the choir of Selwyn College, Cambridge. Sarah MacDonald conducted. The text and tune O Filii et Filiae from 15th century France has found its way into modern hymnals in English translation by 19th century writer John Mason Neal. O Sons and Daughters, Let Us Sing is arranged here by George Ellis Mims, who leads the choir of St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston. Choir of St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston sang the hymn, O Sons and Daughters, Let Us Sing, as arranged by their director, George Ellis Mims. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Centenarian composer Francis Jackson, now 102 years old, has spent most of his life in and around York Minster. Born in 1917, he began his time there as a chorister under Edward Bairstow and became his pupil. On Bairstow's death in 1946, Jackson succeeded him in that position until his own retirement in 1982. He's remained active as an organist and composer, and our next selection is a piece he wrote in 1971 for Andrew Carter and the Chapter House Choir based at York Minster. Composed for double choir, it's something of a choral fanfare celebrating the resurrection. Robert Sharp leads the choir of York Minster in Alleluia Laudate Pueri Dominum by Francis Jackson. Robert Sharp led the choir of York Minster in Alleluia Laudate Pueri Dominum by Francis Jackson. Music by Jackson's predecessor and teacher, Sir Edward Barstow, is next. His grand anthem, Blessed City, Heavenly Salem, takes a Latin hymn text translated by John Mason Neal and sets it in a musical style which synthesizes plain chant with a post-Brahmsian romantic harmonic language. John Scott leads the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, in this recording, accompanied by Andrew Lucas. Blessed City Heavenly Salem by Sir Edward Barstow, which incorporates the plain chant Urbs Beata. John Scott led the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, with organist Andrew Lucas. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. While many of the hymn tunes composed by Ralph Vaughan Williams were adapted from English folk melodies, one of his strongest and most memorable tunes was an original one. King's Weston perfectly sets the words of the hymn At the Name of Jesus, based on a passage from the book of Philippians. We'll hear it in a festive arrangement by Richard Webster, who leads musicians from the parish of St. Luke in Evanston, Illinois.
Christ our Lord, and our
At the Name of Jesus, with tune by Rafe Vaughn Williams and arranged by Richard Webster, who led musicians from the Parish of St. Luke in Evanston. Much of the organ music of Marcel Dupré is fiendishly difficult, matching the dazzling virtuosity of its composer. And while some of it sounds as difficult as it is to play, other pieces are so deftly composed that they give off an effortless brilliance, belying the dexterity of technique required of the performer. Such is the case with our next selection, the first of three preludes and fugues collectively known as Opus 7, written in 1914. The prelude in the bright key of B major unfolds much like a French toccata, with cascading chords in the manuals and a broad theme presented in the pedals. The fugue is built on an angular subject of great energy, punctuated by rests and ending with a bit of syncopation. As the piece unfolds, the performer becomes something of an acrobat to accommodate all the various entries of the subject and the highly rhythmic result. The fugue ends by recalling the chordal figures of the prelude over a broad statement of the fugue subject. Prize-winning organist Christian Lane performs. The Prelude and Fugue in B Major, Opus 7, No. 1 by Marcel Dupré was performed by Christian Lane. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music for the second Sunday of Easter, celebrating the resurrection. I hope you enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings have come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is available for on-demand listening on the web at withheartandvoice.org. We also hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for another edition of With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.